Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Do You Want to Be Made Whole podcast. Today's podcast is dedicated to all graduates, dreamers, and achievers who prioritize the goal they wanted to achieve and they made it. You did it. I am so happy for you. Graduate, congratulations to you. I'm so proud of you. You're embarking upon the transition in your life and have obtained a major accomplishment. You should be very proud of yourself as much as I and your village are of you. When you consider all the late night study sessions, those teachers that got on your nerves, assessments, challenges, perseverance, and obstacles you've overcome to get to this point, you deserve to be honored for what you have achieved. You deserve a standing ovation and a huge pat on your back. Let's celebrate. It's party time. So let me tell you a little about me. I am a well-educated woman. I graduated with a high school diploma in 1999, associate's degree in 2009, bachelor's degree in 2011, and master's degree in 2016. I want you all to know that I am a perfectly imperfect person. While I am credentialed and have a career, understand that does not mean that it came to me easy and that I didn't make mistakes along the way. A picture is worth a thousand words. Many times, what you see on social media is an illusion. You may see some things that are great and accurate. At the same time, there are also filters, Photoshop, and other things used to make things appear to be something they are not. There is no manual of how to navigate through life step by step other than the Word of God. I want you to know that I have won some battles and I've lost some battles. Some battles were circumstantial and some were consequences of choices. Balancing life is not easy. The key is to strive toward your goals, your hopes, and your dreams. Just try. Know that it won't come to you or fall in your lap like magic. You have to keep positive people in your corner and focus. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Take inventory of who is in your circle that builds you up or is there for you in your time of need. If you recognize that you're connected to someone where you are continually the giver and not the receiver, prioritize yourself and give them the benediction. You can love people from a distance, and that is okay. Carry yourselves well. Know that everyone is not going to support your dreams. Haters are everywhere and are real. I'm a Black professional in a world of professionals that don't look like me. I have realized that my worth is not determined by the opinions or views of others. You have to learn to give yourself grace and love yourself the way God loves you. Don't let negativity stop you. You see, the thing is, God gives us all grace and mercy, and our mistakes don't define who we are. Know that there will be some people on assignment with an agenda to do you wrong or make you look bad. The truth is, nobody is above anybody, even though there are people that think they're better than you. They're not. As you grow into adulthood, you will be faced with decisions you'll have to make. When you attend school, what will be your major? What activities will you participate in? How will you pay for school? What are you leaving behind when you attend college? What sacrifices will you have to make? Will you be able to keep in touch with your family and friends? What will you eat? Who can you ask for help when you need it? As time progresses, you will find that you may lose some people and some relationships may change. You may find yourself falling in love, wanting to get married and have children. Ask yourself a question before saying yes to that. I wrote about that in excerpt number 10 in my first book titled, Do You Want to Be Made Whole? A Personal Journey of Overcoming, Healing, and Making the Decision to Live. before you get married or commit to a serious relationship, let me admonish you to get to know yourself first. Experience life and learn who you are as a person. What do you like? What do you believe? What makes you tick? It is important to know that answer before you decide that you will commit your life to another person's partner or become someone's parent. Life has a way of shaping us at times. The molding and shaping, sometimes it's involuntary. Trials come, such as financial issues, job layoffs, losing loved ones, unforeseen circumstances, and etc. Know that you will be hurt by the actions of others. You will be let down by people you trusted the most. It is inevitable and will happen some kind of way. You have to have something to hold on to that will sustain you during these tough times. God is faithful and He is able. Pressures of life can make or break you. You will not find relief in cigarettes, drugs, money, alcohol, food, sex, or in another person. That is not the answer. Make healthy decisions and guard your heart and mind. You can have fun, go out and dance, go to brunch, travel, and etc. It's called balance, and it's okay. Just remember who you are and whose you are. Whether if you graduated from high school or college with a GED or trade school, you may have wondered what your next steps are and how you will achieve that dream. Allow my newly published workbook, I Graduated, Now What?, to provide insight on how to plan for your future dreams and aspirations. Once you have graduated, do you want to take the time to rest and recuperate? Do you want to enter the workforce? Will you be considering an additional degree or certification? Have you considered where you want to live? Do you have a resume created? What is next? Without guidance, these questions may be overwhelming to you. This workbook will help you navigate your plan and narrow down your choices and/or options for what is to come. Goal achieving is a commitment to yourself to make your dreams happen. You must do the work in order to make things happen. You are worthy of sitting at tables you never dreamed of and can do anything you put your mind to. The world is waiting for your gifts and talents. We need you. As you work on creating your plan, visualize seeing yourself in your dream job or reaching that goal you've set for yourself. It will be a very rewarding experience. You are a rock star and have amazing gifts. Don't settle or sit on what you've been blessed to share with the world. I can't wait to see where you land, and I'm super excited for you. I'm rooting for you and support you. I Graduated, Now What? Is available for purchase today for $15. I, author LaShanda Lawford, share my story of overcoming triumph as I navigated my educational journey. It is my hope that my story is inspirational, informational, and warmly heartfelt, as well as a true testimony that you can accomplish your dreams. This workbook is an excellent idea for a graduation gift from parents, family, friends, and or loved ones. Having the support of a village can boost confidence and encourage students to press forward to reach their goals. Allow this guide to be a blessing to those you feel it can help. If you reside in Houston, contact me for a personal delivery by placing your order at www.lashandalawford.com or doyouwanttobemadewhole@gmail.com. If you reside outside of Houston or want to gift this workbook to a graduate outside of Houston, the book can be ordered and shipped on Amazon. Graduates, congratulations to you again. I hope my words can give you some insight on the direction you need to take. Be proud of yourself. Pat yourself on the back and party at that graduation party like a rock star. Do you want to be made whole? Love y'all. Thank you for listening to the Do You Want to Be Made Whole podcast.
graduation edition. Whether if you have your GED, high school diploma, get a job, go to the military, get a trade, go to college, you have made a step in the right direction of greatness. If you don't succeed, try again. Access your resources. Visit your counselors on campus, your college advisors, your local recruiting office if you're wanting to consider the military, or even employment agencies if you're wanting to enter the workforce. Channel your greatness. It's in you. Don't allow fear to take control of what could be the best decision of your life. Allow the Lord to order your footsteps. Share this podcast with those you think it can help. Again, my newly published workbook, I Graduated, Now What?, is available for pre-orders at www.lashandalofridge.com.